The beloved queen's eyes blazed white.
Lose? How? The people will obey the Sith.
She turned to Coraline.
Is that not so?
Coraline dipped her chin.
We will make it so.
Wint shook his head. The people will fight, he said. And they won't stop until they're dead.
Then we will oblige them,
Coraline said.
They will stop fighting when we have killed enough of them.
Wint was not surprised to see the beloved queen scowl in disapproval. She was a being who fed on fear and anguish, not on death. And anything that reduced the population of Coruscant also reduced her. He stepped to the viewport and peered out across the crowded plaza, trying to think of a way to use her dark hunger to prevent all those innocent beings from being drawn into the secret war between the Jedi and the Sith. Or at least to keep them ignorant of it for a while longer. Those beings are Coruscanti, Wint said, touching a finger to the transparasteel. They're accustomed to being the masters of the galaxy, not its slaves. And if Coraline does not understand that about your subjects, she understands nothing. Coraline's expression did not darken, nor did she hiss a curse or telegraph her attack by stepping toward Wint. Her shikar simply slipped from its sheath and sailed toward his belly in a glassy gleam so fast he barely had time to go cold inside. But one of the beloved queen's tentacles was already curling through the air in front of him. And in the next instant, Wint was not crying out in anguish or gasping for breath. He was, in fact, still standing on his own 2 feet, not even bleeding and hardly even shaking. He forced himself to meet Coraline's hate-filled eyes. You need to add some new problem-solving strategies to your repertoire, Lady Coraline. Silencing the opposition is not always the best solution. Coraline's face grew stormy, and she started to raise a hand to hit Wint with some sort of force blast.
Not yet,
the beloved queen said, stopping Coraline's attack with a glance.
If Chief Dorvan has a better idea, I wish to hear it.
I do, Wint said, forcing himself to breathe again. He and the Boitus had discussed many times how to save Coruscant from the Sith without destroying it, and it had always come down to keeping the battle confined, to setting the fight someplace from which there could be no withdrawal, for either side. If you want the people to remain docile, beloved queen, you must defeat the Jedi quietly. The people must never know what you have done.
That's impossible, Coraline protested. The only way to kill the Jedi is to find them, and the only way to find them is to flush them into the open.
Forgive me, but you're wrong. Wint glanced down at the shikar still hanging in the tentacle in front of him, then turned to the beloved queen and said, there's only one way to find the Jedi, and that is to bring them to us.
To us?
The beloved queen echoed.
Inside my temple?
Exactly, Wint said. He waited for a dozen heartbeats as the shikar continued to hang in front of him, then finally sighed in relief as the tentacle withdrew and returned the weapon to Coraline. The Sith must withdraw into the temple and force the Jedi to come inside after them.